Hello, welcome to Hamster Dives. Myself, Ivo, and Rose.
Hi. Literally so nervous. It's quite crazy. Oh my gosh, I should stop doing accent.
No, it's perfect. I love it.
Like how I went into a little southern one right there. Like, I should stop doing a little accent. Oh my God. This is our first episode. Oh my God. Fine. About time. I'm just kidding.
We've been talking about this since like October, but that was when it was going to be like a bigger project, and it was just like, wouldn't that be cool?
Oh yeah. And then I made a whole PowerPoint. I made a little everything.
I also remember the PowerPoint.
I remember the Ten Amendments. No, that's government. I meant to say the Ten Commandments. Is that what it's called? The Ten Sins.
Ten
Deadliest.
sins.
Is it 10 or is it the 7? I think it's the
This the
7
stuff that
deadly sins.
Moses wrote on the tablets? Moses, right?
I thought it was Jesus or God.
Oh, I thought it was Moses. Was it Jesus?
Where it's like, you can't cheat, you can't.
Here's the thing. I don't really know a whole lot about the Bible.
The
Let me Google this. I'm pretty sure it's Moses, isn't it?
not gonna lie, I just know Moses parted the sea, and that's it. If it even was Moses.
Aha! According to the Book of Exodus and the Torah, the Ten Commandments were revealed to Moses at Mount Sinai. Interesting.
Wait, how many commandments?
Ten Commandments.
10. I was right. I'm just kidding.
So proud of you. So proud, so proud, so
Amazing,
proud.
amazing. But I remember we were gonna make the 10 commandments like one each episode or something. I was like, maybe I'll go to hell for this, but like, YOLO. I'm just kidding. I like how I do so many things, and I'm like, ugh, I'm going to hell for this, and then I keep doing it, and then I'm like, what? God forgives. I'll ask for forgiveness later in life. So I'll just keep doing
Just
me.
sit down every 5 years, be like, so God, that one time we were talking, I'm sorry.
So I apologize for my past. I think that's why we have confessionals. Or like, you just spill your secrets at a
Okay, but
minimum.
how often are confessionals?
It's whenever you wanna go, kinda.
Oh, so like if you have a guilty conscience, you can just go? Okay.
Because for me it was in first grade, which was my first communion, and so it was like, tell me three sins you've done. Keep in mind, I'm 7, so I'm like, what sins have I done?
Dun
So I
dun
just
dun.
lied.
Lying.
I just lied, because what kind of sins would a 7-year-old have done by then? What kind of sins?
Is lying a sin?
Okay, so yeah, I said lying. I've lied. Obviously. Okay, I think my dumb one, the main one that I remember because I knew that was a lie, I remember my lies. That one I said, I opened a cereal box without Like, I shouldn't have opened it, but I did. I don't know why I said that. I was like,
Lord. Cereal box? Oh yeah. My god.
I was like, Lord, forgive me for opening a cereal box.
The cereal because box?
It had stickers inside. You know how cereals used to have toys?
Oh my god.
I wanted them.
Oh my god. I understand that one because I got Roller Coaster Tycoon, like the video game, in a cereal box.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh. I fell in love with the game. I also think I've got movies. One of the Air Buds. And what do you call
it? What kind of stuff do they have in Canada? Because
I think it was just like a cheap promotional type thing. Because it was the Air Bud where they have... Oh, it was the football one, where like he plays football, mm-hmm. And then the other one was the princess and the shoemaker dude, cobbler.
Mm. I just wanted to steal. Oh my god! I think that was my other confession.
Stealing?
Yeah, cause okay, it was at Walmart, and I was probably younger than 7. Like, I don't know, any memory that I have without my brother, I'm like, okay, I was younger than 7.
Mm-hmm.
So like it was like a fake phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would light up and everything. It was pink. It was Hannah Montana.
I had it. And
I just loved it. And, like, you would dial and, like, you know, like, she would say, or, like, she would repeat the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Ma, I want this. And she was like, you can't, because, like, money, right? Because I grew up poor.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, I was like, man, but I really want it. And so I just held on to it, and I forgot it was in my hand. I forgot. And then I was walking out, and the lady was like, oh, that's a cute phone. And I was like, what? And I just kept walking. And then I get in the car, and I was like, oh my god, I brought it with me. And then I hid it under the car seat because my mom, she didn't even know either. So I was like, oh my god. And so I hid it. And then we go back to the apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my god, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And I think I put it like inside my pants, like, waistband. So I could hide it as I like brought up the groceries, and then like we put everything down, and I go to my room and I just hide it in there under the blanket. And then I started playing with it, and then like my mom heard and she came in and she was like, what's that? And I was like, oh my god, I'm screwed. And I was like, so what had happened was, and then I was like, oh my god, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. That was like the first and only time I've stolen.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I'll say. Okay. A hardened girl at the age of 7.
All right. I'm built for prison. I'm just kidding.
No, I think that's like a really common kid thing.
See, I didn't meow. I stole. I'm just kidding.
Rose didn't crawl around on the floor. She just, you know, stole things.
See, I was ready on my feet. I was ready to go. I'm ready. I was set for life. Yeah, we're looking at the world in a different point of view. I just knew if I'm struggling, I'm fighting. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I did not condone any stealing.
Or do you?
No. I do not.
Okay, but what if it's a really cool thing?
See, I don't want to expose myself any further. See, I do not condone any stealing, because then you'll feel guilt, guys. You'll feel guilty.
Apparently, mm-hmm. You might not feel any guilt at all.
Excuse me. I don't even know what to eat.
Food of the edible variety.
I think edibles are illegal here.
Oh. Fair enough.
Also, everyone around me just smoking me. It is illegal. I cannot participate in these.
Why, you're already a hardened criminal.
Hey. That was in the past.
You're reformed.
I've definitely reformed.
That's funny.
See, if I were to commit a crime, it would either go as in like, I did it, it was me, or I'd be perfectly a good liar. I'd just be like, are you even suspicious of me? Like, come on, man. Do you not see what I'm doing right now? No, I'm not doing it right now. Why would I be? Why would you think it's me? Hmm? Why? Exactly. Moving on. Goodbye. I mean, unless I had someone to throw under the bus. I'm just kidding. It depends on who it is.
I remember I fell asleep in the VC too. Because I was laughing really hard, but I was tired. I remember when it started to cool down, people were still talking. And I don't know, I don't need to interrupt, so I was just kind of sitting there. And then out of nowhere, I just opened my eyes. And I was like, sleep pain.
I don't remember. I remember it was like I'd fall asleep, and then I'd wake up in the same place, and I'd be like, yeah, it felt like I was sleeping naked in front of people. Because they could see you in the VC and they know you were asleep. And I was like, oh my god, please, let me put on some clothes and leave.
And now we don't even care.
We really don't. We just be like, yeah, we're just asleep in here.
Yeah. Just make sure I'm muted. We're fine.
I became an exhibitionist this way. Anyways. But without further ado, we have our amazing friend, Rogue.
A writing writer who writes.
And he also, I believe he does audios as well. I think he recently started doing Safe for Work.
And singing,
of course. How could we forget the amazing singing? I believe he owes us an intro of him singing one day.
At some point. Someday in the future.
Some point in the future, yes, please. Not right now. Right now I'm here specifically for an event.
Yes, your event.
It's not my event. It's a shared event.
A shared event. Started by Rogue.
That is true. Thank you for having me.
And what is this? Shared event? Oh, please help yourself too.
Oh, thank you. Really? This isn't decoration?
Every time it just cracks me up.
What cracks you up? What
cracks you up? This man came with props.
We're like, hello. And then you're like, let me just pull out my cup, my mug.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Hey, I'm just here at your studio. It's not my fault that you have all this stuff.
You know, we just...
Thank you for having me.
Is the coffee pink as well?
I was not so. gonna, I was not going to complain. Yes, it is. I figured it was a strawberry thing, but the motif here is, it looks kind of like a pink iPad. It's not what I expected from your studios.
Well, I was in charge.
that shows. Yes, I can picture a robot dog designing this.
I was very fortunate enough that she let me have blue water. You know, it might be toxic.
That's
my
very,
toxic, because water shouldn't be blue.
Clear, but,
it's just food coloring. Come on.
I did not expect your eyes to be so blue.
Mine?
Yes. I mean, I knew you were a robot dog, but I didn't picture, you know, the actual robotic dog. All right. So
you have the Rogue Stone Creamery.
The story behind that is I usually get in these moods where I'm either going to delete everything and run away from this, or I want to everything. I wanted to make something. And I was coming into one of those moods where I just wanted to make something. And right as I was hitting that mood, everybody in the community was kind of down. A lot of things that happened in the community and outside of the community. It kind of got everybody in a not friendly mood. Everybody was just really down. And so the last thing I wanted to do was try to push a not safe for work project on people who were very, were feeling very, very like they needed a safe for work environment. And so I was trying to think of what I could do that I could share with my friends. And then I was actually inspired by a comedian, Ryan Creamer. He does these safe for work Pornhub videos. That have no porn in them, just porn tropes. And they're hilarious and endearing. And I thought, you know, what a sweet, friendly event that we could plan around that. So I started planning out a play on words, which was Rogue Stone Creamery, which was a play on his name and the ice cream parlor and my own name. And that's how the event started. When we started inviting people, they all asked, hey, you know, this is just like summer camp. And I was like, that's actually a better idea than mine. And so I went for it. And so we're doing a summer camp themed event.
Did you try getting Ryan Creamer to guest star in this?
No, I didn't. Although that would be awesome. But no, I think y'all are giving me way too much credit.
I mean, you're the one who kind of came up with everything.
Very kind of you. But no, Ryan Creamer is like, he's awesome. He's a big time comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to, like, what's that word? This is what I'm like when I can't think of a word.
Lackadaisical.
Kick it?
You said you couldn't think of a word. Expert.
See, you're an expert at words, and then I have to Google everything.
Because you told me you couldn't think of the word, so I was trying to be helpful.
I don't know what, but I want to say gratitude. We'll show our gratitude to Rob by inviting Ryan Creamer one day and just be like,
"That
amazing."
I'd be honored to meet him.
Sorry, Ryan Creamer. I had never heard of you. And then all of a sudden, we're making a podcast. All right. Something summer camp. You.
And what are your activities in the summer camp?
Yeah, when does this everything start for the summer camp activities?
Officially, the summer camp activities begin in summer. We have activities planned June, July, and August. We have other activities, which will be hosted by different people within the group. It'll be just like going to a summer camp, to where you would have minor activities like learning archery, learning canoeing. I don't know. I never got to go to summer camp, but I would assume there were regular activities you had to do, as well as the overarching activities like a big talent show or a big competition type thing. Mm-hmm. Our big activities will be each month. June will be I'm asking you to do a safe for work version of whatever it is that you do, whether it's artwork, whether it's modeling, whether it's voice acting, whether it's writing. I'm asking you to turn in at least one safe for work activity in the month of June. Mm-hmm. July, I would like to do collaborate. If you're interested, you submit your name. We're going to put all the names in a circle. We're going to shuffle them and then have people who possibly have never worked together get an order together because of collaborate. And then August will be the final activity, which should be the end of summer Audio Mega Collab. We're going to be having a poll both June and July to see what they want the final audio to be about. And it'll be one collab with a cameo from everybody.
I don't know about you, Ibo, but I think I'm going to rig that thing to get. I just going to work with Ibo.
Just a fan of you. Amazing. You're too kind. Oh my God.
I just know that like if we work together, like your robotic voices and my bird callings would just match perfectly in tune.
Absolutely.
I will actually go so far as to say, if two people haven't gotten to work together before and truly want to work together, then there's no reason they can't just sign up before the roulette happens and those two can work together. So if you've been looking for a good excuse to ask somebody to collab with you, go ahead and submit yourselves as a duo or trio instead of waiting for the roulette to grab you guys. At absolute best, I am hoping that this makes a safe space for everybody to try things that they've always wanted to try.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be fun. I want it to be summery. I want it to be just a safe space where we all can create something.
Mm-hmm. Are you required to be participating in the roulette?
No, none of this is required. That's the main thing I'm trying to stress. It doesn't matter if you are a performer. It doesn't matter if you're a voice actor. It doesn't matter if you're a writer. You don't necessarily have to do, like, just because you didn't do the June activity doesn't mean you can't do the July. Or let's just say that June is a bad month for you, but you really wanted to do a trope subversion. Well, you can turn it in July. As long as you turn it in before September 1st, we're going to feature it. And the main thing we're going to try to do is all of us raise hype for the people who are performing. So if you want to get your name out there, if you want to try something you've never tried, this is the time to do it.
All right.
Another thing I've been trying to do is a lot of times when people do these events, they build their servers off of it. They build their names off of it. And I'm going to try real hard to, as soon as this is over in September, we're going to shut the server down. We will still have the Reddit, the subreddit, so that we can have things featured. But I'm going to stop taking submissions. This is not something to garner anything for one particular person, especially not me. The main thing that we're trying to do is just have a fun shared activity, and when it's over, it ends. It'll have a timer on it. Wake me up when September ends.
Let's say I want to invite Ibo in there because I can't go anywhere without Ibo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta unfortunately drag Ibo. I know she doesn't like it, but I can't go out.
No, take me everywhere, please.
And that would be the definition of safe space. If that is what makes you feel safe, if that is what allows you to create, then by all means, bring Ibo to all your activities.
Amazing. How do I bring Ibo into this?
At that point, you would either go to Roguestone Creamery, either the Reddit or the server, and ask to have them included. It's very easy to find them both in the live chat or in the server. Just look for your wonderful mods.
I felt like I wanted to say something about bunk beds. Like, me and Ibo, you know, collab, share bunk beds, and I'll take the bottom one and protect this from strawberry shortcake. Because
amazing,
she's capable.
That's valid. That's very valid. Strawberry shortcake always had a crazy look.
Amazing. The only thing is, I'm really scared of heights.
Scared of heights?
No.
Wait, I'll take the top one. I'll take the bottom. I'll take the top one and then jump on her.
Yeah, just sneak attack from above.
You know, it's funny because I'm scared of falling from heights. So I would be jumping, and then I'm like, oh my god, what if I don't make it?
How high are you falling?
Rose was picturing the 12-foot tall bunk bed.
Evidently, oh my god.
Bunk beds aren't that tall.
You see, I'm 5'10".
They're like 5 feet max.
5 feet?
Maybe 6. It depends on the bunk bed, like, yeah, if you're building it yourself. But usually it's like, I'm taller than a bunk bed.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know about you, but I am.
I will go on record as saying our summer camp bunk beds will be under 5 feet.
So sorry.
Good thing I'm 5'10".
if you're one of those, if you're one of those creators who wants to truly create something not safe for work in this theme, we will link to you, but we won't directly host, just because I did promise to keep this as safe for work as possible. We're not anti not safe for work because, hey, look at where our community comes from. But I'm not going to directly host the not safe for work stuff. Just link to it. I had somebody message me that they already had a project they were doing before I had mentioned this. Mm-hmm. And so they were just going to do their not safe for work audio in the summer. And they were going to submit a safe for work version of the exact same audio for our event. And that's perfect. That is completely valid. There's no wrong way of participating. As long as you know, can still keep it a safe, comfy space for everybody, there's no wrong way of doing this. I hope this is fun for everybody. This podcast will be our first real announcement, and then the first activities will begin June 1st.
Are you excited? How do you feel?
How do I feel?
Mm, wow, how do you feel?
I never thought about that. I've been trying real hard not to feel.
Why not?
I'm nervous. I don't want to let anybody down. It's kind of weird because in some ways people are looking like, okay, well, what do you have planned for us? What activities are you going to have? And so you try to have activities, but at the same time, other people are put off by being constrained. And so it's this really weird dance where you try to make enough activities that people feel included, but enough freedom that people don't feel pushed out. And so if anything, I'm nervous.
I'm trying to think of questions. Hang on.
I'm trying to think of a joke. I ran out. maybe I'll like find one of the smart kids at camp and like steal their brain cells, you know?
Ooh, good choice.
Okay, what if I fail school and have to go to summer school? Can I just skip summer school and run to summer camp? I'll take that as a yes. Thank you very much.
Stay in school, kids. Stay in school.
That is very bad advice. All right. I'm just kidding.
I want everyone to have as good a time as possible. So if you need to hide out with us, we will hide you. But we're also going to drop you off at school come September 1st.
What if I hide really good? And run? What if I run and lose
absolutely
myself in the forest?
Amazing.
Absolutely no promises, but I will be reading the headlines, see if there's any stories of feral voice actors in the woods.
I don't know about that. You never know.
The script writes itself, actually.
Amazing. Oh my God.
I see. That would be amazing.
I would love that.
Thank you very kindly for having me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do you have any other questions?
For involving us.
Yeah, thank you for letting us bring you along.
When we were thinking about how we would get the word out, I can't think of any cooler way. I can't think of any more fun way than finally getting to hear the amazing collaboration, the amazing podcast that is Rosa and Aibo. So I've been super looking forward to this. I am really, really honored that you all had me. I'm honored to be your first guest, and I hope, and will push to make sure that there are many, many more.
All right.
Because you guys are wonderful to listen to.
Wow, thank you. Very kind.
It's true. It's true. I love listening to you guys.
Well, thank you. Well, actually, it's me. Like, thank you for like pushing us to like start a podcast.
Honestly, you're really the main person who was like, you two should have a podcast.
I think everybody would love to hear you do a podcast. I'm just the person who won't let it go.
I'm not entirely sure. Like, I absolutely would love to listen to a Rose podcast, you know? That girl has so many stories. Oh, my God.
I tell you. And you have a way of bringing them out. So it's a natural combination for a great podcast.
Yeah, fair enough.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to the when I'm invited back.
Awesome.
Thank you awesome. For joining us, and we look forward to your singing one day.
Yes, next time you're going to
we'll
sing.
See.
Please.
We'll see.
Please.
We'll see.
Sing.
We'll save it for sweeps week.
Next time.
We'll see.
Next time. Next time.
All right. Thank you.
You know, we should have a drunk podcast with Rogue.
Oh my God. Drunk podcast. Ayo.
I feel like he'd say no. He'd be like, no. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Unless... Him, absolutely. Myself, I'm just a wild dingbat who is all on board for that.
I guess we'll have to see.
Well, I'll bring out the tequila and drink with you.
Mm.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Right.
And I'll be seeing you all this summer.
Amazing.
See you this summer. I'll be hiding in the forest at the end, though. So,
gonna find some popsicles. Look for me.
I'll be with Craig the bear. You know.
Not Craig the bear. I have 100% think this is a beaver.
It's definitely a bear.
I think it's a bear.
I mean, do you see the ears?
Have you seen a beaver's ears?
No, I live in the very south. How am I supposed to